This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Taking a look at your grain futures, which finished higher yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn finished at 450, up 9. September corn finished at 454 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a half. And December corn finished at 461, up 7 and 3 quarters. Soybeans were higher yesterday on the Board of Trade. July beans were to 915 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. August beans were to 921 and 3 quarters, up 12 and a quarter. And September soybeans were to 928, up 12. Chicago wheat for July was higher to 526 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. September wheat was up a nickel to 531 and 3 quarters. And December wheat was to 541 and a half, up 5 and a half yesterday. Soybean meal for July gained $6.10 to 323. August bean meal was to 324.20, up 6. And September soybean meal was to 325.90, up 6.10. Finally, soybean oil yesterday on the Board of Trade for July finished at 28.59, up 22. August bean oil was to 28.72, also up 22. And September bean oil was to 28.83, also up 22 cents. Now we'll take you to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash grain report.
This is Thursday's port grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices closed higher on Wednesday afternoon as new forecasts came out with more moisture for the next 7 days and the July forecast of above normal precipitation and below normal temperatures. In northern West Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 10 to 11 cents at 409 to 442. Soybean bids are 11 to 13 higher at 836 to 877. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 9 to 13 cents at 424 to 454. Soybean bids are 12 to 13 higher at 857 to 901. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids are up 8 to 10 at 418 to 471. Soybean bids are 10 to 11 higher at 873 to 904. And wheat bids are 4 to 5 cents higher at 506 to 546. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 to 15 cents higher at 895 to 924. Basis was steadied up 3 at 2108 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 313 to 326 a ton, up $1.10 to $6.10 a ton, while basis unchanged to down 5 at 10 under to 3 under the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 9 to 13 cents higher at 450 to 470. Basis is unchanged to up 4 at option to 20 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevations quoted to producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents higher at 432 to 447 with basis down 2 to 6 at 18 under to 3 under the July. Soybeans ended up 9 to 10 cents at 889 to 894 with basis down 2 to 3 at 27 under to 22 under the July. New crop wheat prices are up 4 cents at 512 to 527 with basis steady at 1500 option in July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal has placed their producer corn bid 7 cents higher at 463 to 466. These elevators raise their soybean prices 8 to 12 cents, quotations at 916 to 921. Soft wheat closed mixed at 557 to 563. Milo ended the day up 9 cents at 474 to 475. Contract bids producers for October-November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 413 to 438, soybeans at 863 to 886. In the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 429 to 442, soybeans at 878 to 911. In the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 416 to 457, soybeans at 875 to 906. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Taking a look at your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which finished lower yesterday. Live cattle for June were to 108.17, down 32. August live cattle were to 103.95, down 60. And October live cattle were to 105.57, down 52. Feeder cattle for August were to 134.70, down $1.82. September feeders were to 135.37, down $1.62. And October feeders were to 135.82, down $1.60. Lean hogs for July were to 79.25, down 2.37. August lean hogs were to 80.90, down 2.10. And October lean hogs were to 75.72, down $1.72. Now we'll take you to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield once more on this Friday morning for Thursday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon livestock report. Starting the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.52 lower. In a range of $66 to $76 with a weighted average carcass price of $74.88. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow price were steady with light to moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 24 to 30, 4 to 5 weighted 26 to 33, 5 to 6 weighted 28 to 36, and over 600 pounds 30 to $38. In the Illinois direct hog trade, prices for barrels and gelts country buying points were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging $47 to $51. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts have totaled $18,250. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live basis trade at 108 to 115, and on a dress basis at 176 to 183. Choice heifers and live basis trade at 108 to 114, and on a dress basis at 179 to 183. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 319 loads traded. Calculations are 200-pound pork carcass of 77.44, which is a quarter lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses are $2.2072, which is 87 cents lower, while select carcasses are $2.0148, which is 76 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 121,000 compared to 121,000 last week and 120,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 478,000 compared to 476,000 last week and 443,000 one year ago. A recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction for today. Had receipts of 200. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers traded steady. Slaughter heifers sold 75 cents lower, and slaughter cows sold mostly $8.50 to $9 higher. Choice steers at $114 to $120.50. Heifers choice at $113 to $119. Breaker cows from $60 to $70. Boner cows from $53 to $64, and lean cows from $45 to $51. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And taking a look at your international ag news on this Friday morning, Mexico this week became the first country to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. As expected, Mexico's Senate quickly approved the agreement this week with an overwhelming majority. Canada is likely next of the three member countries to consider and approve the trade deal that will replace NAFTA. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visited with congressional leaders and President Trump in Washington this week, pressing the U.S. to approve the deal. Multiple trade hearings in Washington probed the issue this week as well. Canada is expected to approve the measure before September, possibly sooner than later. The U.S., which prompted the trade talks in 2017, faces roadblocks. Republicans expect to pass the agreement and are calling on Democrats who lead the House to call for a quick vote. However, Democrats want to thoroughly review the agreement to ensure enforcement. President Donald Trump wants the U.S. Congress to ratify the agreement before leaving for an August recess, but the timeline to passage is unclear. Looking at national ag news, farmers who planted cover crops on prevented plant acres can hay, graze, or chop those fields earlier than November this year. The Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency adjusted the 2019 final haying and grazing date from November 1st to September 1st to help farmers who were prevented from planting because of excessive rainfall this spring. The Risk Management Agency says silage, haylage, and baleage should be treated in the same manner as haying and grazing this year. Producers can hay, graze, or cut cover crops for silage and hay on prevented plant acres on or after September 1st and still maintain eligibility for their full 2019 prevented planting indemnity. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson welcomed the announcement, stating that farmers are in need of options and common sense flexibility. The Farm Service Agency will also extend the deadline to report prevented planting acres in select counties, and the USDA will hold special sign-ups for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program to provide cost-share assistance in the planting of cover crops on impacted land. Taking a look at local news, yesterday morning was the beef show at the 2019 Montgomery County Fair. Overall, there were 18 exhibitors across many breeds. In Angus cattle, the first place senior yearling Angus heifer went to Cody Nodal of Fillmore, and the first place late junior yearling Angus heifer went to Cole Reeman of Raymond. The first place Angus heifer calf also went to Cole Reeman of Raymond, and the first place pair of Angus heifer calves also went to Cole Reeman of Raymond. The grand champion in the Angus division was Cole Reeman of Raymond, and the reserve grand champion went to Cody Nodal of Nokomis. I had a chance to catch Cole after the show to get his thoughts about this year's fair and what he plans to do throughout the summer. How many years have you been doing this?
I've been showing for about 5 years now. This is my fifth year going into, and I've enjoyed it. It's been fun.
And you got to do this through your 4-H chapter?
Yes.
And when you come to a county fair to show, what are some things you go into prepping yourself? Montgomery's the first one of the year every year, so what did you have to do to prep for today?
I had to wash, blow. We had to feed a lot because they don't grow by themselves. I had to work hair. My uncle's big on working hair.
And when you look forward here to the rest of the summer, any more fairs you plan going to throughout the state?
Yeah, we're going to Macoupin County, Jersey County, Christian County, and State Fair.
And when you go to the State Fair, that's kind of the big deal for all year. So when you get to work them throughout other county fairs, do you find different ways to maybe get them to cooperate throughout the summer to maybe do a little bit better at the State Fair?
Well, yeah. It's just all about working with them and trying to get them to tame down.
And today, you took home quite a bit of hardware today from the county fair. How well did you do today?
We did pretty well. My brother had champion Hereford. I had champion Angus. My steer got third, but he can't walk. Otherwise, we did pretty good.
And anything in closing you'd like to mention about this year that you might have seen different from other years?
It's been a wet year. It's been hard on them. They don't eat as well.
And again, that was Cole Reeman of Raymond. In the Hereford cattle division of yesterday's fair, the first place senior yearling Hereford went to Cassidy Anderson of Vandalia. The first place late junior yearling Hereford heifer went to Drew Reeman of Raymond. And the second place went to Cassidy Anderson of Vandalia. First place in the summer yearling Hereford heifer class was Cohen Stolte of Nokomis, and the first place Hereford heifer calf went to Cassidy Anderson of Vandalia. First place in the pair of heifers class went to Cassidy Anderson of Vandalia, and the grand champion in the Hereford class went to Drew Reeman of Raymond, and the overall reserve champion went to Cohen Stolte of Nokomis. In the shorthorn division of yesterday's action, first place in all divisions of the class went to Mallory Roots of Alhambra, as well as grand and reserve champions. In the limousine division of yesterday's action, the first place senior yearling heifer went to Liam Stewart of Mechanicsburg. The first place late junior yearling limousine heifer went to Sarah Tarr of Dawson, and second place went to Liam Stewart of Mechanicsburg. The first place summer yearling heifer went to Liam Stewart of Mechanicsburg, as well as grand champion of the limousine division that went to Liam Stewart of Mechanicsburg. In the Simmental division, the first place early junior yearling Simmental heifer went to Haley Horseman of Shelbyville, second place went to Ethan Nodal of Fillmore, and third went to Cody Nodal of Fillmore. The first place late junior yearling Simmental heifer went to Megan Mollett of Mulberry Grove, and second place went to Cody Nodal of Fillmore. The first and second place Simmental heifer calves went to Haley Horseman of Shelbyville, and the grand champion of the Simmental class went to Haley Horseman as well, with the reserve champion going to Megan Mollett of Mulberry Grove. Following the Simmental division, I caught up with Haley, who still continues to make the show circuit here in Illinois while attending college in Oklahoma.
I go to northeastern Oklahoma down in Oklahoma and Miami, and that's where I attended college.
And while you're doing all your studies and then you come back here to show, that has to be a lot of work you've had to do in a short amount of time to get them ready to show today.
The difficulty was being down there, it's a 6.5-hour drive, and then coming back here and trying to fit in, you know, school work still over breaks, and I'm also on the horse judging and equestrian team down there, so I still have to put in my time for that and trying to get the heifers ready for shows here in Illinois.
And then any more county fairs you look forward to going here this summer? Montgomery is about one of the first ones of the year. Anywhere else in the state you plan to go to?
I know I'm really looking forward to my last year in the Shelby County 4-H, as I've been active in that for the past 10 years, and this will be my 11th year, so that's one I'm really looking forward to attending.
And you've probably showed Simmental your whole showing career. Is there any benefits to the Simmental breed that you've had over the few years that you would consider to other people that would like to show younger kids in 4-H?
I don't know if there's anything different, because each breed has their own unique characteristics, but I think I just like it better. She's just a good heifer. She's really calm. She's always been like that since we've started her last year.
All right, and that was Haley Horseman, who won in the reserve grand champion of the heifer class here at the 2019 Montgomery County Fair. Moving on with more results from yesterday's action at the 2019 Montgomery County Fair. In the all other breeds division for the early junior yearling heifer, first place went to Ty Nodal of Fillmore, second place went to Ethan Nodal of Fillmore, and third place went to Peyton May of Palmer. Taking a look at the all other breeds late junior yearling heifer division, first place went to Sophie Trainer of Tower Hill. Second place went to Jake O'Brien of Petersburg. Third place to Emily Ulmer of Greenville. Fourth was to Peyton May of Palmer. And fifth place went to Charlie Gum of Tallulah. In all other breeds of summer yearling heifers, first place went to Lila Mollett of Mulberry Grove. Second place went to Cole Reeman of Raymond. Third place went to Ty Nodal of Fillmore. And fourth place went to Jake O'Brien of Petersburg. In all other breeds in the heifer class, first place went to Megan Mollett of Mulberry Grove, and second place went to Lila Mollett of Mulberry Grove. In all other breeds for pairs of heifers, first place went to Ty Nodal of Fillmore, second place went to Peyton May of Palmer, and third place went to Lila Mollett of Mulberry Grove. And finally, the grand champion of all other breeds at the 2019 Montgomery County Fair went to Sophie Trainer of Tower Hill. Also, Sophie won grand champion heifer as well, and I had a chance to catch up with her to talk about her day at the fair yesterday. So, Sophie, we were kind of talking about what you showed, and it's a little bit different than a traditional, but what did you show this morning?
The division that I was in this morning was AOB, crossbred, but she is actually a maintainer.
And then being one of the first county fairs of the season here at Montgomery, you plan on going to many other fairs here this summer?
Yes, we actually have one this weekend at Sullivan, and we'll be showing all the way until August.
And then being a reserve grand champion here at the fair, that has to be exciting to start off your summer.
Yes, it's a great start to our summer, and hopefully we end this way, too.
And then moving on, you've probably been showing for quite a few years. Is there any benefits to the breed that you show that if there's any younger people in 4-H that'd like to start showing cattle that you could recommend to them?
Whenever I started on bucket calves, but then once I got older, I started showing Herefords. And now I show a Maine. It kind of just depends on what we like when we want to buy them. But I actually like Herefords, so that's what I would start off with.
And Herefords are a pretty docile type of cattle as it is, and I've seen a lot of folks that would show Herefords. As we move through the summer and anything else like that, you plan on going to the state fair?
Yes, and we also will probably go to the DuQuoin State Fair as well.
And when you go through this, a lot of time spent, I'm sure, but also you could come back with some of that winnings, too.
Right. Every morning, me and my sister, we go out and get our calves and rinse them and put them in the cooler, and then we work with them every day so that they're comfortable with us.
All righty, and that was Sophie Trainer here at the 2019 Montgomery County Fair. I also had the chance to talk with Mark Nodal yesterday, and he's been superintendent of the beef show at the Montgomery County Fair for many years. Here Mark and I talk about the success of this year's show despite the rainy weather.
Yes, we did. For the challenging spring that we had, a lot of these people are farmers or something like that, and they have hay to put up and everything like that. But the kids, I mean, this is kind of their sport and stuff for the summer. A lot of them don't do softball or baseball or something. This is their sport. And we kept getting numbers called in and stuff, like we want to come and stuff if we get everything done. And some of them did get everything done, and then we did get a rain, so I had a few more show up than I thought I was going to have at one time. 10 days ago, it looked pretty bleak, like we wasn't going to hardly have anybody. And I think we ended up with 20-some exhibitors and I think somewhere around 47 or 8 head of cattle.
And when that comes to other years, is that a better number, a little bit weaker number than years past?
It's up a little bit from last year, and surprising thing, we got some new families to come here. We lost some families that are local here in the 4-H and stuff. Their kids kind of outgrew it, and some of them aren't showing as much anymore, so we lost some of them, but we did gain some new ones. But in the glory days and stuff several years ago when we would get a lot of cattle, we was up to 135 head, and all the fairs and stuff struggle to get the livestock. There's just not as many people to do it. It's fairly expensive, I mean, and it's really competitive too, so.
And with this fair and other fairs in the area, that can take them right up to the state fair qualifying as well.
Yeah, this is a really good fair to bring the cattle out for maybe the first time. Some of these did get showed in the winter, but some of them may not got shown in the winter, and it's a good fair to start off with for everybody. It gets the calves out. They act better usually the second time around. Some of these cattle definitely will be showed at the state fair and maybe even some national junior shows.
And looking to the future, I know that you'd like to continue this as many years as you could. What does the future look like?
I would say we've got some younger kids today that are just starting. I mean, some of them, we had a little girl that was like 6-7 years old. They're getting a start in it, and it's always nice to see little kids and stuff parade a 1,200-pound animal around. I mean, there's just not a whole lot of kids that'll do that and stuff, and these kids work hard. They get up 5, 6 o'clock at least on show mornings, and the other mornings and stuff, they're probably up around before 6 or 7, but on show day, they get up at 5 o'clock, and that takes a lot of work and determination to do that. So, and then when you can pray to get, and have a calf that's trainable that'll lead around and stuff for a 6-7-year-old kid and stuff that only maybe weighs 60 pounds, that's quite impressive, I think. One local shout-out to all my donors and that do help with the beef show and stuff. I might forget some of them, but I'm going to name some of them off here. Betzel Angus Farms, Justin German with his land improvement company is one. Noble Farms Incorporated is another one. Central Illinois Livestock Feeders, they've gave money towards this. United Producers, Farm Trust. And I've got several donors and stuff that make this show possible and stuff to give the extra premium money out. That I'm just elated that that people want to still donate towards it and everything like that. And it really helps us put a better show on to give the kids the premiums for all their hard work.
And we just wrapping up here today. Anything that you've seen this year that may have not been in other years?
Probably the rain that we've had since November 1st. I know it's been like the wettest 12 months that we've had or something like that. And it all started about November 1st. Hay is going to be a tight commodity again this time. A lot of water damage. Some of the alfalfa stands aren't very good. And I don't ever remember staying wet this long. I mean, we came to this fair before without having beans planted, and we pretty much got everything wrapped up for the first time and stuff like that. But I haven't seen us get that late a start. I mean, we didn't get any corn planted until after Memorial Day, and nobody around us hardly did either. I would say that would be the biggest change. And there's a lot of other things going on along too, but this crop is going to be interesting to see how it plays out with the markets and everything like that, because we're so much later, and there's going to be a fair amount of preventive planting taken, and haven't seen that around our area for quite some time, and it's probably going to be a little bit more than we've seen before.
And definitely an unprecedented year. And then when it comes to beans, and if you've had any wheat, that could even be a challenge to get wheat out.
Yeah, like I said, the hay's been challenging too. We did have a window here, but a lot of people was planting their crops and stuff in that time. And that some of them did get hay, and wet wrapping helps a lot too. That speeds that deal up, because instead of doing about a 3 or 4 day deal, you can mow it one day and cut it and bale it the next day. So that does help, but there's the wheat, I don't think it's going to be anything fantastic. Too much water on it, and it's not real tall. Some of it, if the water did get off of it, I think it'll be fair on the hillside, but in the lower grounds and stuff, I don't think it's going to be anything outstanding.
And again, that was Mark Nodal, the superintendent of the beef show at the Montgomery County Fair. This morning at 9 o'clock at the county fair will be the swine show at the 4-H park, and then this evening will be the motocross and quad racing in the grandstands at 7:30. And we hope to have more interviews from the swine show today on the farm show Monday morning. So for this Friday morning, June 21st, the first day of summer, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.